It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Earlier this fall, researchers from the National Institutes of Health released a landmark 20-year study. And it's a study that indicates that seven pesticides, some of them used widely, may be causing depression in farmers. Joining me now to talk about this longitudinal study, Dr. Freya Camel. She is a senior researcher on this study. Dr. Camel, welcome to our program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Before we get to the latest study and its findings, tell us a little bit about this huge pool of data we have on farmers that you are studying. This is, I understand, the third time this particular pool has been mined for a study.
This is part of a very large prospective cohort study that my institute has been conducting together with several other federal research agencies for the past 20 years. The study is called the Agricultural Health Study, and it consists of over 50,000 farmers and over 30,000 of their wives. And we have studied these individuals trying to understand the relationship between farm-related exposures and certain kinds of health conditions.
Mm-hmm. And what have the previous studies revealed?
Well, we've done many different studies using this cohort. There are a group of studies on cancer, and there are a group of studies on what we call non-cancer chronic disease, which includes neurologic disease, which is what I study, and also respiratory disease and reproductive dysfunction and so on. So really, we've published more than 200 papers from the study. I can't give you a complete rundown on our findings.
Right. Let's talk about this latest connection between some pesticides and depression in farmers. What can you say about that?
Well, there has been scattered literature suggesting that there is a relationship between farming as an occupation and occurrence of depression. But most of the previous studies have not been able to look, they haven't had the data available to look at specific pesticides. Also, most of those studies have been cross-sectional. In other words, they looked at the depression at the same time they looked at the pesticide exposure. So we had two advantages. One is that we had a longitudinal study in which we had evaluated exposure and then followed up by looking at depression. And the other larger advantage is that we had information on approximately 50 specific pesticides. So our findings represent a much more detailed evaluation of the issue than anyone had been able to do before.
Mm-hmm. And you can link certain pesticides with depression somehow?
Yeah. We had the applicators themselves gave us information on whether or not they had ever had a clinical diagnosis of depression by a physician or another health practitioner. And then we had the pesticide information that they had also provided to us. And using these two features, this exposure data and the outcome data, we were able to find a link between two classes of pesticides. Those were fumigants and also organochlorine insecticides, and also seven individual pesticides.
Mm-hmm. Any thoughts on why this might be, why this might happen in the body, in the brain? A pesticide meant to kill insects might cause depression?
Well, you know, insecticides are designed to be neurotoxic. They're designed to damage the nervous system of insects. And unfortunately, the nervous system of humans is not completely different from the nervous system of insects. So it's not actually surprising that insecticides would have some effect on the human nervous system. We also found a relationship with certain other types of pesticides, but that's not really surprising either. A lot of these chemicals have been shown to have various kinds of neurologic effects in experimental studies.
There's been some speculation about the career of farming more generally. Can we rule out that there's something else about being a farmer that may directly correlate and cause higher rates of depression?
I think that's certainly possible, but the design of our study suggests that that wasn't an issue because all of the people we were studying were farmers. So they all would have been vulnerable, for example, to the depressing effects of bad weather or economic downturns. What was different was that some of them had used a particular chemical and others had not, or some of them might have used more of the chemical than others, and that was the link with depression. So it's not farming per se, although that in itself might contribute to depression. That's not what's going on in our study.
So what does this mean for those who are perhaps listening who work on farms or have loved ones who work on farms who come into contact with some of these pesticides? What should they be doing?
Well, I think they should be using the pesticides as judiciously as possible. They should be minimizing their use when they can and when they feel that it's important for their farming operation to use the pesticides, they should be using all appropriate precautions, using application methods that minimize their personal exposure and using personal protective equipment.
Mm-hmm. Is it also, this study, a call for the government to step in and start regulating these chemicals, these chemical tools more than they have been? I don't even know how much they are regulated.
Well, all of these pesticides that we studied are regulated. You can't go to the hardware store and buy exactly these chemicals in the farm formulations that they're used by farmers. These are what are called restricted-use pesticides, and you need to have a license to use them. So they are regulated to some extent. One thing that I think is important about our study is that we found, let me back up for a minute and say that a lot of the previous studies had their exposure was not just whether people had used pesticides, but whether they had actually had a poisoning episode. And what we were interested in was the possibility that individuals who had just been using pesticides in the normal kind of way and had never actually experienced pesticide poisoning were having some effects of the pesticide exposure. And that is exactly what we found. Even when we excluded from our study individuals who had had a poisoning episode in the past, so that we were studying only people who had been using the pesticides in a fairly routine kind of way, we still found a relationship. And I think this is one thing that perhaps the government could consider taking more into account as it regulates the chemicals, because most of the regulations are based on evaluation of what happens in the short term after exposure and not what might happen after many, many years of exposure.
Mm-hmm. So you, as a farmer, you may not be aware. You may be thinking, okay, I've treated these chemicals with care and never poisoned myself to any degree, but that still doesn't get you out of the hazard area.
Well, it certainly would minimize it. I want to emphasize that some of the other work that we have done has shown that using the pesticides with care does reduce the potential for health effects. But no, I don't think that it means that you're perfectly safe.
Dr. Freya Camel is a senior researcher on a new study that shows seven pesticides, some widely used, may be causing depression in farmers. Dr. Camel, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.